You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, August 2nd, 2018, week 254. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. I think I'm going to have the America Sweetheart this week to make you tap out, Mike.
All right, stump me. Give me some cool facts.
This person once worked as a substitute teacher.
Substitute teacher. Oh, I know this one. Liam Neeson.
No, I think he's already been America's Sweetheart, right?
He did work as, I don't know. But he has worked as a substitute. Or I think he was a teacher. Anyways, go ahead.
This person, when joining the Screen Actors Guild, there was already another person with their name. Mm. So they had to add the initial to their professional name. After receiving more and more movie credits, this person is now allowed to go as their name without the initial since mid-2008.
Does that mean they're more famous than that other person?
Yeah.
That'd suck if you're that other person. Or maybe they're not in it anymore because they died. I don't know. Go ahead.
This person attended the University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, with collaborators Ben Best and Jody Hill.
Keep going.
Their father has English as well as Scottish and Scots-Irish ancestry, and their mother was Russian-Jewish with English and German ancestry. Oh, no, sorry. Russian, Jewish, English, and German ancestry.
All right, keep going.
Honeymooned in Bora Bora. Attended film school with longtime friend David Gordon Green. Let me go off on IMDb.
Don't know.
Because 15 things you didn't know about this person.
Okay.
One of them was substitute teacher.
All right, we knew that. Yeah. I did know that because you said it.
Yeah. This person is not actually like their characters.
Ooh.
It's not a like gun-toting, foul-mouthed, misogynist character he's so often cast as.
Ooh.
He actually wears glasses and acts very shy.
What?
And he's worn a mullet a few times.
What?
But they've never actually been a real mullet. It was an extension, and after that they went for a full hair piece.
Huh.
Never intended to be an actor. Actually went to film school to be a screenwriter. And got his first role doing a favor for his old schoolmate and best friend, David Gordon Green.
Who is that? I can't even.
And David Gordon Green says, I just called the funniest guy I knew.
Funniest? Is it Ben Stiller?
No, I think he's already been.
All right.
He started making movies long before he reached Hollywood. This person says, as a kid, he was a filmmaker recruiting kids off the bus to help him make movies in his backyard. He once convinced a quarterback and a drum major to come over and help him make an amateur war flick. Something you wouldn't believe. Loves British comedy.
This very complex person. I don't know who
this
is.
I think this one even made it more confusing. Yeah. This person was in the movie Your Highness, and they say they started as a joke with old film school buddy David Gordon Green. They'd play a game. Green threw out the name and of a fake movie, and this person would supply the plot. And years later, when the two men finally had made it in Hollywood, they decided to produce one of their favorite fake movies, thus was born Your Highness.
Oh, no.
He's a family man. He married his wife after dating her for 9 years, and they have one son together. And he knows how to woo Bill Murray, this person. He was assembling a team for this person. This person was assembling a team for their TV show and wanted Bill Murray to cameo. After an email exchange, Murray finally agreed to read the script as long as this person hand-delivered it to him at a minor league baseball game. It says, I got one of those metal briefcases that people make cocaine deals with, said this person, and put the script in there. Apparently it worked. Murray signed the script, or read the script and signed on.
No clue.
He's a K-Swiss endorser. And this person also once met Samuel L. Jackson while drunk. After drinking absinthe all day with actor and friend Craig Robinson, the two ran into Samuel L. Jackson at a basketball game. This person had never met the film icon and drunkenly, while covered in a buffalo wing sauce, told the actor he really admired his work. Jackson's response, you got any brothers in your show? This person panicked and assured Jackson that he did. He said, Craig's in it. Craig's in the show.
I have no idea.
Was actually offered a baseball contract. An independent pro ball club called the Pensacola Pelicans actually extended an offer to this person in 2009, saying that they would be an unusual influence in the clubhouse and a lot of fun on bus rides. This person declined.
No, got nothing.
I can't do much for you, more for you.
Got nothing. You gotta just give it to me, I think.
Don't this know. Person's birthday is 2 days after yours.
Oh.
But born a long time before you.
Kinda helps. Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride?
Yeah. What an interesting man.
Huh. Yeah. Man, he's got a lot of conundrums. Wow. Yeah, I did not know that.
He's actually in Superbad as an extra at the party.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
I don't know that either.
Yeah. Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, America's sweetheart.
I feel better now knowing that he's like not anything like his characters.
Yeah.
How old is Danny McBride?
Go with 43.
Very close. He's 41.
41. All right.
December 29th, 1976. Daniel Richard McBride was born in Statesboro, Georgia. Just like you, Mike.
Wow. Same 2 days after in same state.
Yeah. Why the chances? He's known for Pineapple Express, Vice Principals, and This Is the End. What would you say is his highest grossing movie?
I would like to say
ooh,
Pineapple Express. Am I wrong?
That's number 5.
This Is the End.
Number 3.
Probably the voice of something.
He's a voice that's number 1, but I think it's a cameo, so I'm not going to count it. But he's in a movie that I forgot he was in this movie. I'll give you a hint. He plays an...
Alien Covenant?
That's like way down, dude. That's number 7.
Didn't make money. Okay.
In this movie, he plays like an explosive... Oh, expert.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, he's in Tropic... That's number
that,
1.
That was, what was the one with the animated...
Despicable Me? He was a voice in Despicable Me, apparently. And then he was also a voice in the Angry Birds movie.
Oh.
So the first one, it's grayed out, which means it's a cameo. In Angry Birds movie, he's one of the Angry Birds. And that's number 2.
Okay.
At 107 million.
That. Crazy.
Yeah.
And his height is...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Gonna go with... 5'11".
Close again. That's actually the height of his... good friend Seth Rogen.
Ah, he's 5'10 then?
5'10.
5'10, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Danny McBride.
I was surprised I brought up Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
To one of our friends who I was like, she would never watch the show.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, wow, good. Like, that's a good show, right?
Oh, she did watch it.
Yeah. And I was like, I felt like it would be a little bro-y for you.
Did you watch Vice Principals?
No.
Recommend that.
That was a good show, too.
Is an easier entry point, I think.
Yeah, it's only 2 seasons, 8 episodes each.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some movies that are coming out today. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
One of they the are movies, coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Darkest Minds.
Yep. Kids Got Powers.
The Not X-Men prequel.
It's like the Not X-Men, one of those is a YA book, right?
Yeah.
They do so many of those movies. They all seem like similar.
Yeah,
they all are. Got powers and stuff. The adults are trying to keep them down.
Yeah, how typical.
They got to bond together to attack them or something yeah. like that.
And then The Death of a Nation, which is a documentary, if you want to call it that, from Dinesh D'Souza, who's a piece yeah. of trash human being. And it's about how Democrats killed Lincoln. And they're trying to kill the country. Like, and I'm like, but those are different Democrats.
Yeah, do you know the context of they were Southern Democrats and then the map flipped
yeah.
in like the 60s.
It's like a Democrat back then wasn't a Democrat now.
Yeah. So, yeah. I hate when people don't contextualize history and they just... A lot of people don't know. Lincoln was a Republican. It's like, and yes.
They're trying like, to say like, oh, like Nazis wanted welfare too.
Yeah, it's like, I understand.
I'm like, you don't want welfare?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, because like socialism works once your country's like prosperous enough. I think yeah. it's when you're not in a prosperous country and you try to do socialism, it's kind of screwed.
Yeah.
But like, we have enough.
Yeah. We're a rich country.
Yeah. And then Disney's Christopher Robin. This is a movie to go see.
Yeah, people. Ewan McGregor.
Gets hooked.
Winnie the Pooh, original voice actor.
That's crazy. Oof.
That's what I'm in for.
Yeah,
this is that my, dude. My hook. Hook. Ewan McGregor hook.
Yeah. And then The Spy Who Dumped Me with Mila Kunis and
Kate McKinnon.
America's Sweethearts. I think both of them.
I believe so. At least Kate McKinnon is. I know that.
Yeah, I think Mila Kunis has been as well. Or else she might be next week. Who knows?
We'll find out next week.
Yeah, if MoviePass allows me to watch this movie.
Yeah, we never know. This may be the movie of the week. Maybe a movie a weekend. They're like, can't see that.
I bet it's going to be Christopher Robin.
Yeah. They'll be like, that's going to be a big hit. Don't see it.
Yeah. Especially for Disney.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are the movies. Trailer talk time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see this
trailer. I saw this. It was like a trailer. It was like a trailer cut with people talking. It wasn't like a full-on trailer. It was like a trailer, but people like talking, that they showed some footage. But it wasn't like a full trailer. But like basically, it's the Reign of Superman. The Reign of the Superman. So it's the aftermath of the Death of Superman movie. And like four Supermen come out, like Cyborg Superman, Superboy, I think Steel, and then like one other Superman. But like, some of them are bad, some of them are good, and you don't know what's going on. So, but you didn't get a sense of what's going on, actually, in the movie. But it's just the aftermath of that. So, it looks interesting because it's something I don't know nothing about. So, it could be cool.
Yeah.
But, we'll see.
And then, on Netflix today, Emily. Whatever that is.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. Don't know.
Let's see.
Emily. I was like, that's spelled a weird way. I've never seen it been spelt before.
I knew a girl named Emily.
Spelled that way? Like
that way, yeah.
Weird.
A young boy, Joshua Russ, tries to protect his two siblings when their new babysitter starts to reveal her psychotic nature. I think it's French.
Oh. That would make sense.
Oh, no, it's American.
Oh, that would not make sense in my head.
Yeah, because, like, all these weird names. They have all these weird names for, like, director and all these people.
Oh.
But no, it's a French movie.
Alright.
I asked you a few weeks ago, right? Like, what was the scariest movie you think you've ever seen?
Yeah. I don't remember what I said. I don't see many.
I don't think you even said one. That's why I was like...
That's why, yeah. I don't think I see many.
Yeah, but you could still...
Trailers scare me.
What's the scariest trailer you think you've ever seen?
I try to keep it out of my head. I don't know. I don't like to dwell on scary trailers.
That It trailer was spooky.
The It trailer is pretty scary. I don't know. It's probably like in a theater.
It was against your will.
Or it's like you go see a movie that's a thriller, but then they're like, thriller, horror, same thing. Here's a horror trailer.
Yeah.
Or they even do that on some
movies. Like where it's like targeted at adults.
Yeah, they even do some like movies. Tag, that it's just like an action. Yeah, or like a rated R movie. And then they'll give you a horror trailer. I'm like, Tag is a comedy. Why are you showing me this trailer? Yeah.
Like you want.
I feel like horror is the only genre, but maybe that's just me. Like that you shouldn't show me those trailers unless I'm in another horror movie trailer.
Is that your safe? Is that your snowflake stance?
Yes. Yes. Don't show scary trailers without, if it's not a scary movie.
They should give you fair warning.
That's gotta be the scariest thing going to a scary movie is you see like five scary trailers.
That's why I love it.
Oh my gosh.
I was pissed.
Five movies in one.
I was pissed. We went to Hereditary.
Yeah. You didn't get scary trailers?
No, Anna has this habit now of going to movies late.
Ah.
So she's like, it's fine. Like, we have time. Like, we're just going to miss the trailers. And I'm like, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see the trailers before a horror movie because I don't get to see those.
Yeah. Those aren't the normal trailers you see. That's the thing. That's the cool thing about going to different movies. You see different trailers.
And then you see Mission Impossible.
Yeah. And you always see that. No matter what movie.
Maybe that was the Movie Pass attitude. It's like they saw the trailer enough.
Yeah, I saw them shitting on it in the subreddit.
Yeah.
That's what was going on in the subreddit.
I'm
going
to put that. I'm going to do a hot take on the subreddit and be like, they're not letting us because they didn't think anyone would want to watch it. They're scanning the subreddit.
I think they were. I think that's the reason. Like, you know what? We're not going to let you watch it. Now complain about seeing that trailer a million times. It's like, but we didn't know the reviews would be good for it.
I know, right?
Shocker.
Yeah. They say this is like his best one.
Shocker.
Or highest performer.
Crazy.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what they said.
No, like it's crazy?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, I mean, but is it crazy to you that it's the best one?
Yeah, because I thought the last two were pretty good.
I think it's like it's on the rise. It's like,
yeah, it's the new like Fast and Furious. Well, actually, it's not making that much money though. Like 60, it's 60 million or whatever. Or
yeah,
it's gonna maybe
take
80.
A few more.
I don't know. But like,
I think that movie has pull around the world though.
Yeah. It's just surprising to me.
They said it already affected the market for that BMW that he drives in the movie.
Oh,
like,
really?
It's like a used BMW.
Wow.
Like, the market on that car is already...
Yeah, I guess all the marketing on that movie really worked.
Yeah, but he's driving, like, an 80s BMW, and, like, if you try to buy that used now, like, you're going to pay more for it.
People don't
because
care.
Of this movie.
They're like, I like it in the movie.
And it's an accessible thing that Ethan Hunt has.
Yeah. Huh.
Smart. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.